Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about PUBG Mobile Lite, which is a new game or a light version of an older game that is around here, and we have tested it and it's working on a lot of low-end smartphones. So if you wanted to play this game and if you have an affordable smartphone and the PUBG Mobile main game wasn't running very properly on it, maybe PUBG Mobile Lite will work, maybe it will not. So to talk about all of these things, we have our Deputy Reviews Editor, Royden Sarejo.
Namaskar.
And Senior PUBG Expert, Aditya Shenoy, who's afraid to say namaskar.
Hello. What, we're talking about PUBG Lite? I thought you invited us to play. What the hell?
Well, that's how we get people on the podcast over here. Alright, so let's start this game by waiting for 1 minute and 16 seconds in the lobby. And while that happens, we can introduce the host as well, who's called Pranay Parab, I think. Anyway, so PUBG Mobile Lite, we played it on a bunch of phones. So let's start by talking about maybe the most expensive phone that we played it on.
I would say the most expensive phone would be the Redmi 7A. The Redmi 7A. That would be the most expensive.
6,200 rupees.
Yeah. That's the most expensive we've played it on.
We try it on the Nokia 2.2?
We tried it on the Nokia 2.2 as well, and I think we had the higher. See, it's not the most powerful at that particular price point. The 7A is more powerful. So the Nokia 2.2, I believe, is 7999.
Yeah, so that's the most expensive one, right? And So Nokia 2.2, how was the experience on that?
So the Nokia 2.2, first of all, it's got a MediaTek Helio A22 SoC. So it's not the most powerful SoC out here. I would say it's only the second most powerful in the four phones that we've used for this PUBG Mobile Lite comparison. So I would say it's playable. The game is playable. You do have a really long load time on these phones. So for example, on the Nokia 2.2, I believe it took about 1 minute 15 seconds to load the game completely after hitting that PUBG Lite icon. So that's a long time. Second thing is it is playable. There is very occasional stutter in it. And I think it's just capable of doing it. So if at all you want to play PUBG, because this smartphone won't be able to play the regular version of PUBG. Like, we did try it out when we reviewed it and it was unplayable and frustrating. It had a audio sync issue as well. So literally unplayable on the regular version, PUBG Mobile. But PUBG Mobile Lite is playable. It does not even have input lag, something that we've noticed on the cheapest the least expensive smartphone that we have tried this game on.
Okay, so Royden, which one did you play it on?
So I tried it on actually a bunch of them. I tried it on the Redmi Go, which is, I think, the cheapest phone that we used.
4,499 rupees.
Yeah, and with the insane 1 GB of RAM.
And 8 GB of storage.
Yeah. So I tried it on that. I tried it on the Nokia 2.2 and it's also the C2, which is,
the Realme C2.
Yeah, that
so
one.
So I think that has the MediaTek Helio P22.
Yeah, so at least I found the C2 had the best experience. Panning around in the game was pretty smooth. There wasn't a lot of stutter. The game looked pretty decent as well. I mean, there is no graphics settings like you get in the normal version of the game, because it's designed to, it's like a stripped down version of the regular one, and they don't want you to tinker around with the settings.
Yeah.
So that is one option that's completely missing in this game. But surprisingly, even on the Redmi Go, the game is very playable. I mean, there is that occasional stutter because of that 1 GB of RAM. But, compared to PUBG, the regular PUBG, which would first of all not even possibly run on that game, on that phone, the game was actually running pretty well, and we actually got a decent number of kills as well. And, so it is a little laggy in the sense, like, it's not very accurate if you want to pinpoint and aim down a scope. You those fine micro adjustments is not the easiest to make, because there is a bit of lag, and of course the touchscreen is also not the best. But it's definitely it's an enjoyable experience, and I think the game itself is made in such a way that you don't take it too seriously, and it's just easier to get kills and get guns and play basically.
So this discussion sort of just reminded me that we've been into this game for some time now, and we completely forgot that some people may be tuning in who are not into this so much. So, quickly I'll explain this for those who don't know. PUBG Mobile is a battle royale game. Basically, up to 100 players are dropped on an island. It's actually like an airplane, and you paradrop on the island.
Yep.
And after that, you land in different parts of the island. It's a huge map, and that circle, the map keeps shrinking constantly. So if you're outside that circle, you're caught there, you die. Or if other players shoot you down, your character dies. So that's basically the premise of the game. Now, PUBG Mobile Lite, there are some differences between that and the main PUBG Mobile game. So first is obviously the graphics quality is a lot lower.
Yeah.
So that has some interesting side effects, I believe. Like, first of all, it's not always that, you know, having higher graphics means your performance will be better. Sometimes having lower graphics is also an advantage, I believe. So,
yeah, so in the regular game, like of course, if you scale down the settings, the game is automatically a lot smoother and it just runs better because the frame rate is higher. And that does give you an advantage because, you know, even if you have like a confrontation with another player, you know, that split second that you need to maybe aim down the sights, you could probably do it quicker if the other person is, let's say, running at like a higher graphic settings, and the game wouldn't be as responsive as your game because you have scaled down the graphics and everything is just a lot more fluid and a lot faster.
So, yeah, so yeah. No such hacks can be possible in PUBG Mobile Lite. Yep. Because there are no graphics settings. It's just like a single default setting.
Yeah, but we have seen that if you have a capable processor, you won't have stutter, you won't have that, you know, the texture popping issue or something.
Yeah.
So you will have a slight edge there, but it all depends on the phone you have. What we've seen is on the regular version of PUBG Mobile on a powerful smartphone, just by tinkering around with the frame rate setting, it makes a huge difference. If you can push the frame rate up to ultra on most phones, it's a super fluid experience. And that just gives you an edge whenever you're playing it against, you know, another player online who probably has a slightly lower end device. So with PUBG Mobile Lite, I don't see this hack, so to say, working. But yes, if you have a smartphone that can run it very well, it's just that much easier. So if on the Redmi Go, for instance, I noticed input lag, which means that if you were to tap the say the shoot button or the fire button, it would take some time for it to for the character to actually fire or even move about. So that could hamper how your experience on that. But and for this, at least there's nothing you can do about it. It's just because the device is doing its best and that is what it's capable of.
Yeah. So it's not exactly. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a huge disadvantage or anything because honestly, a device that costs less than 5,000 rupees, if it's running a game that's as intense as this, then it really says a lot about the development team. They've done a fantastic job to optimize it.
Yep.
Now, I believe you guys have also noticed some things like draw distance being a big factor in PUBG Mobile Lite. So if you guys want to talk about it for a bit, that'll be great.
So when it comes to like the environment being rendered for a lot of devices, if you're looking at a distance, it has to render pretty much everything that the character can see. And on higher end devices, it's pretty easy. But on PUBG Lite, they've scaled it down just to keep RAM consumption low and even lower processes for the processor to go through. So that is one of the things we've seen with PUBG Mobile Lite. So you don't really have the entire scene rendered. So as and when you go in one particular direction, you'd see trees popping out of nowhere. You will see, you know, some of the other texture like grass just popping up. And that is primarily because the smartphone is not capable of doing it. And PUBG Mobile has, like, you know, Tencent has noticed this and they've done it probably actively just in order to make the game playable on devices with less than 2 GB of RAM.
Yeah, so it's quite an achievement, actually, whatever they've done here. That, you know, sort of brings me to another point that I've been thinking about. So, obviously, we spoke about the draw distance and how it affects it, how the objects load and all of that. Because if you render the entire scene at once, then that's going to place too much of a like strain on the game.
Yeah, you can think of it like lazy load on websites, essentially.
Yeah, infinite scrolling.
Infinite scrolling, yeah. So, as you scroll down, you get fresh content. Like.
Yeah. So, in some games, that can be a huge advantage. But in this one, the way they've implemented it, it's not going to be that big a deal, honestly. Like, I was thinking the game may be difficult for snipers or something. But clearly, it turns out that's not the case, right? So, you guys have played as snipers in this one?
I haven't.
Yeah. So, when we were playing on this, I think when we say snipers, I think the best gun I got was the 9mm one. You know, the big sniper rifle which has the scope built in.
I'm drawing a blank on the name as well.
So, okay. Yes, we have tried it. It's not very easy, I would say. First of all, the entire mechanics is completely different.
Sorry, it's the VSS.
Yes, the VSS. Thank you. So the VSS is what we've used. There's a car 98 as well. I'm not sure if it's that easy to find. M24 is what I've tried, and you don't get a scope very easily, so we tend to drop it. But yes, when you're shooting at a distance, it will take some patience to get that aim to get it right. Also, I believe this has aim assist, and it's there in the setting as well. There's an aim assist setting from 0 to 3. You can... It basically, the game is like, how much do you want us to help you?
Actually, I didn't notice it that much. I know you kept telling me, but I didn't really notice this.
So it has an aim assist thing. And with this, what I've seen is I can hit players at a distance without zooming, like without using a scope. So that is something. It's a little easier. And if you want, you can switch it to 0. So no aim assist will pretty much, I think you will get the proper experience like PUBG Mobile. So
yeah, I think another thing to worth pointing out is that, I mean, this would be having aim assist, and if you're playing PUBG Lite on, let's say, a higher end phone, it would make it very easy to get kills. But we also have to, I think, make it a point to state that you cannot use your regular PUBG account on this. So this is a completely, you can't transfer all your achievements that you already have in the regular game. If you are a current player of PUBG, you can't use that same account at PUBG Lite. You will have to create a new avatar and a new identity.
Absolutely.
From
so it's two different accounts. Now, the first instance where you'll notice this is when you click on, say, Play Games or Facebook, link to the account, and then it shows you a completely different character asking you to set up the character.
Yep.
Now, if it was linked to the same, the regular PUBG Mobile account, it would pretty much load your existing character all the achievements you've got. So it's a completely new account. And the other thing what we've noticed is that you cannot play together. So if one of your friends are playing PUBG Mobile and you have PUBG Mobile Lite, there's no way you guys can play together.
Yeah, the servers are different.
The servers are completely different. Even the map. The map is classic. In like Erangel.
That's another big difference, actually.
Yeah, the map is completely different. So there's no more poaching key. So if you guys are planning on, jumping at poaching key, there's no poaching key.
Yeah.
So that's going to be one issue there. So completely different.
Number of players also, I think, are lesser.
Yes. 60. So you have 60 players that can play. You still can choose if you want to play solo with one other person or as a team of four. So that option you still get. And I think in one of the recent updates, they've now enabled war mode. Like, that wasn't available earlier. So I think they've pushed an update now. And earlier, it said that it wasn't a development.
No, I'm pretty sure it will definitely get a lot more maps. I think it's just a matter of time, because this is definitely going to be immensely popular, just like the original game, because not everyone has a high-end device.
Absolutely.
And, considering the amount of, the popularity of budget smartphones, especially in a market like India, I think this is what the masses needed, basically. Lighter version of a very popular game.
Absolutely. And the thing is, this particular game is gentle on the device as well, because what we've seen is when you run the regular version of PUBG on a low-end device, the device tends to heat up.
It's squeezing everything out of the SoC.
Everything out of it, The processor, RAM, even the battery to quite an extent. On this particular phone, so if I talk about the Redmi Go, which is the least expensive smartphone here, I can say that after playing for 20 minutes, it barely registered a 4% battery drop.
That's not bad.
And if I were to say the same about, say, a flagship, it would probably drain to 8% or 10%. And when I'm saying 10%, it is at maxed out settings. Hmm. So that is acceptable. But yes, this is what it is. On a low-end device, it would be a lot higher. So this way, it is gentler on the battery. The device gets slightly warm to the touch, but not unbearable. Like we've seen phones, for example, the Redmi Note 7 Pro, for instance, when you're playing it at the default settings, it tends to get hot. So that is something I've not noticed with the Redmi Go. Not the Nokia 2.2.
Yeah, so one concern I have in all these things that you said is that the download size itself is 491 MB or so. And after installing, it's about 590 or so MB. So 600 MB on the device is already like taken up in the game's current state.
Yeah.
So after updates, if they add multiple maps, etc., then I think the size will be over 1 GB. And that sort of beats the point of having a PUBG Mobile Lite.
Yeah. So what I think they will probably do is they might introduce multiple maps. They'll give you an option to either have all the maps downloaded at once. Like on PUBG Mobile, the regular version, for example, if you keep downloading maps, they're on the device. But this, I'm guessing, I'm just predicting this, that they might just give you the option to delete older maps. So in case you play Sandhawk, for example, a lot more than Erangel, you can get rid of the Erangel map.
Huh, that I mean, could if they be do possible. That, then it'll be make a lot of sense.
Because that was the only way out, right? Otherwise, it, like you said, it beats the purpose. You're
but
not
even,
gonna
even on the regular full version of the game, when you just install it, you only have Erangel and maybe something else. You still need to download the
it,
other maps.
But I
you
don't,
can't remove them.
Yeah, exactly. I don't recollect if you can remove them.
No, I don't think you
the
can.
The only way is you'll have to reinstall the game and not download it again. So that is something I think they can do. Mm. And apart from that, I don't see any other reason for the, you know, the app size to keep bloating.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is, you know, one big concern I have. But other than that, it seems like a pretty fine release. And one other thing that I wanted to point out here quickly was that you touched upon it briefly. Was that this game feels a lot more casual and a lot less serious. Like while playing, I was looking at both of you. You both look less stressed. I mean, this is not... you know, not I'm not joking. Basically, when playing PUBG Mobile, I've seen both of you get really angry and really stressed and frustrated and all of that. Here, I think because of the multiple assists that are there in the game, it's also easy to spot enemies here because in the minimap, it shows the exact location of where bullets
are. There was definitely a lot less cursing, for sure.
Yes. Yeah. So, I'll say when it comes to playing PUBG Mobile, like the initial days, the moment the game was launched, we started playing it. The advantage is you have a lot of bots in the map, which you can you know, easily tackle. That's not going to be a problem. And yes, in general, see, PUBG Mobile as a game can be a little, you know, frustrating when you're playing it. Because at the end, you want to be the last one standing there. And it's not easy because everyone else on the field would want to do the same thing. So it's not easy. And that is something that kind of gets to you when you're constantly playing it. It is manageable, but the one thing that I did not like is that when you're playing it on an entry-level device, you have a smaller screen to deal with as well. So you don't have a lot of real estate, so to say, to move your character. Your belly, the device sits between your fingers.
This is especially an issue I noticed on the Go, which had the smallest screen of what we tested. Yeah. It was a lot more frustrating compared to, let's say, the
on
C2.
It. Because I think if you look at every other smartphone other than the Go, they do have more, you know, bigger displays, close to 6-inch displays or 5.5. So it's easier. The Go probably has the smallest display out here. And the experience was slightly frustrating. And right now, if we were to play PUBG Lite, because I think the word has gone out and a lot of people have started downloading it, well, you still pretty much get the same experience as PUBG Mobile, right? It's capable of shooting your blood pressure.
True. But I think the big takeaway is the fact that a phone like a Redmi Go, which is like a bare bones Android phone with not even running the full version of Android, with like bare minimum 1 GB of RAM, can still run a pretty, you know, complex 3D game is quite impressive. It says something to the development team at Tencent.
Absolutely, because when I downloaded the game, 400-500 MB download done. I was like,
and I think there's like a minimum. Is there a minimum RAM requirement for the Lite version?
I don't see that mentioned. What they've mentioned is that it will run on devices with less than 2 GB of RAM. That's what they've mentioned. Okay. But I don't recollect if there's a proper
minimum
base
spec
that would be required. On the Redmi Go, I was honestly expecting a lot of stutter. I was expecting an experience similar to what the regular version is on, say, the A22, wherein it stutters a little. Because 1 GB of RAM, I don't know which mobile is going to give you a proper experience with 1 GB of RAM. It will be slow. So I expected the game to behave accordingly. I was expecting much longer load times. Of course, 1 minute 16 seconds is not it's not low. It still takes some time to load. The first time when I saw it going beyond a minute, I thought it's just going to be stuck there. It's not going to be able to load the game. But I was surprised that it could load the game, could load
and
the map.
And it was actually playable.
It was playable, exactly.
Quite surprising.
And if I were to compare the experience of playing the regular version of PUBG Mobile on the Nokia 820, the 2.2 with the 822 was far more frustrating than what it was playing PUBG Mobile Lite on the Redmi Go.
So basically, moral of the story is if you have a low-end phone, try PUBG Mobile Lite instead of PUBG Mobile. Very solidly done game overall, and even if you don't get all the features that are there in the main game, it still is enough and it works well enough that we can recommend it safely. And particularly, we were very surprised to see that it runs very well on the Redmi Go, which is, as I mentioned earlier, a smartphone that, you know, doesn't even cost 5,000 rupees. So at that point, you have to safely say that, okay, this is a game that's been really well done. And if you're into these kinds of games, then I suppose, you know, the entry barrier is now completely gone. Earlier, it was still there in the sense that you needed to spend around 10,000 rupees or so to get a decent experience. All right, so with that, we can conclude this episode of Orbital. We'll be back with one more episode next week. In the meantime, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram at Gadgets360. Send us an email if you have any questions, comments, or feedback at podcast@gadgets360.com. And finally, if you use any podcasting app such as Apple Podcasts Now and Google Podcasts or any other podcast app of your choice, then you can please rate us, review us, subscribe to us. These things, they help us a lot. Thank you so much for listening.